This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight right here on the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast from my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Nissan studio to great radio stations across America, in the Caribbean, and around the world, too, via the Internet and on the satellite, streaming live online. Now, special thanks go out to our military men and women listening to us right now across the country and around the world, plus to all of our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, our police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol, security officers, and the U.S. Coast Guard, too, for keeping us all free and safe. And don't forget everybody that's out there working on the Third Watch tonight, right now. Everybody, regardless of what you're doing, where you're doing it, how you're doing it, thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for keeping America rolling right along. Now, joining us, as she does every day, 6 days a week at this time of the morning, we've got Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, and good morning again.
Good morning.
Yes, it is. Good morning. Hey, let's talk about this guy, Mustafa El Ayman, who was sentenced to 19 years for supporting the Benghazi attack. And there's quite a little story behind this bird.
Well, he was actually convicted in June. So what we've come to learn is about his sentencing of 19 and a half years in prison. Now, he was the one that was assisting the militias on the attack of Benghazi. Now, it's interesting, we necessarily need to figure out which militia, because we had a couple in play here. Most of all, the big one was Ansar al-Sharia. But apparently, Mustafa arrived at the diplomatic mission as the attack was ongoing in a convoy with Abu Qatala, who we already got. He was the militia leader and the mastermind of the attackers, at least that's what we're told. But what we have found out is that Mustafa al-Imam had a series of phone calls with Abu Qatala throughout the attack. And so I guess this is a good thing that we got him, and he gets 19 and a half years. Now, Qatala is serving 22 years. It seems to me that, you know, you kill diplomats, and, you know, government employees. I don't know why we're not getting life sentences here. I mean, something's just really kind of weird, but anyway, that's where we are.
Okay, by the way, this coronavirus, I just saw the headline there, 11 cities in China and possibly 3 Americans back in the United States now are involved with all of this.
Correct. There's one, I think, in Washington State. There's one in Texas Tech, a student at Texas Tech. We've canceled some trips that were to be made for students in various, you know, education locations that were going over there on exchange programs. We've canceled those. The Wuhan, by the way, which is the first city to be quarantine, got 11 million people in it. Now I think we're up to 8 cities that are quarantined. Do you realize that is, I mean, it's just massive. That's like quarantining, just one city is like quarantining New York. The World Health Organization had an emergency meeting, but they're not calling it a global crisis yet, because they're apparently they're able to control some travel. But I think we're whatever the numbers that are coming out of China, I'm not believing. I think they're probably much worse.
Okay, now we've got Bibi Netanyahu coming over to the United States to pay a visit to the president, and there's an announcement that the president is going to announce a peace plan. Now, the president's plan, according to Jerusalem TV yesterday, was that he's going to give Israel sovereignty throughout Jerusalem and all the settlements. And what the deal here is, according to the Jewish television station here, is that, let's see here, Hamas is going to have to give up their weapons. They're going to have to recognize Israel and their right to exist. And I don't think any of that's going to happen anytime soon.
I believe this is part and parcel of the peace plan that Jared Kushner and a few others have been working on for quite some time. With Israel, I think Israel obviously gets the final say because this is their existence, and I think that'll be presented. Now, you can bet the Palestinians and Hamas and everybody else are probably not going to go along with it, or they may in fact go along with pieces of it, and then they never comply. I mean, this is, we've been through this for decades now, but, you know, it's not like we're not going to keep trying.
And by the way, Iran also is involved in the middle of this because they're the ones that I believe supplied the missiles, don't they, to Hamas?
Most of those missiles are actually made. The parts may come from Iran, but they're actually made and assembled by Hamas.
Okay. Well, we're getting ready to take a break here, and I'm just going to tease this a little bit. There was a huge story that got dropped last night. It was the DOJ FISA court filing that confirmed again that everything that Devin Nunes had said previously in 2018 was absolutely accurate. You got about 30 seconds there, Denise.
He had gone to, you know, the Department of Justice and said, you got a problem here. And I think this was early on when Sessions was still over there. And he was actually right. And I think he had to necessarily have it play out. But now, after the Inspector General report from Horowitz, that gave the FISA court a reason to put out this ruling yesterday.
Okay, we'll be right back with more Denise Simon, and we're going to get into this DOJ FISA court ruling, which, by the way, proves Adam Schiff to be an outright liar. I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey guys, it's Sue Cosner, your favorite sexual health expert, with another version of Ask the Pro. This month, I got a letter from Sandy in Seattle about an explosive bedroom secret she and her husband recently discovered. She writes, Dear Sue, my husband and I used to have a great life in the bedroom, but in the last few years, he has struggled. He's tried about everything, but nothing has worked. Then one day he came home and gave me a night I will never forget. He told me about the secret formula, Noxatril, that changed our life in the bedroom once and for all. Wow, Sandy, you beat me to it. I recommend Noxatril to every guy that struggles in the bedroom. It's the only one. Noxatril is all natural and works to increase blood flow fast. It's like that little blue pill on steroids. Noxatril has a special free bottle offer shipped discreetly to your door.
To find out how to get your bottle of Noxatril, call 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954. Get your free bottle for a limited time. Call now. 800-421-0954. 800-421-0954.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by my very good friends over at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, for a limited time until the end of the month, so you've only got just a few days to do that, go on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and click on the USCCA logo link that's right there, because when you click on that, you'll have the opportunity to not only win the free gun a day giveaway, but a year's worth of ammunition for the gun that you win. Now, that's pretty doggone substantial, if you ask me. So, that's the USCCA logo link on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, while you're there, after you get done signing up to register for the free gun giveaway, you'll also have a chance to sign up and be a member. So take a look at that, three levels of membership that are there. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff from the USCCA, including the award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. The award-winning Concealed Carry Magazine. So that's the USCCA logo link right there on my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Now, the DOJ FISA court filing yesterday, we heard a ruling. An article came out in the Wall Street Journal that revealed that the Department of Justice admitted to the FISA court its predicate for continuing to spy on the Trump campaign official was absolutely insufficient. Now, in other words, the FBI conned the court in order to illegally spy on an American citizen, namely one Carter Page. So here is Denise Simon to chat about that. What say you?
The decision was actually done by the sitting judge, the lead judge at the FISA court, who made this two-page ruling on January the 7th, and it was released yesterday. The timing of that release to go into the public domain is quite purposeful on the last day of the Democrats' presentation on the impeachment hearings. But what's at issue here is that two of the four FISA warrants, the last two, are the ones that they are deeming invalid. They are continuing to do the review or finishing the review on the first two. Now, the last two were signed by Comey and Dana Buente and Andrew McCabe, and then signed off by Rod Rosenstein of the Department of Justice. Now, a lot of people won't necessarily blame Rod Rosenstein, but I would say he is not in a position to do his own investigations. He has to rely on the top three people at the FBI, and I just gave you those names. So Carter Page stands to win an awful lot of money in a settlement with the government, which really means we get to pay for whatever that settlement is. The interesting thing here is the last FISA warrant. We have to necessarily get a timeline because the Mueller investigative team may have used the collection of the intelligence wiretap surveillance on Paul Manafort. Because remember, it was Mueller that sent Manafort to prison. So we don't know that one just yet, but I have a feeling something in my gut tells me that some of the sentencing on Manafort, if not perhaps all of it, may be thrown out as well. I'm just putting that out there. We have to necessarily look at those timelines because I think a FISA warrant is good for 90 days. It has to be reviewed at re-upped every 90 days. So this is pretty explosive. Now, this came because of the Horowitz Inspector General report. Remember that. Now, some people are blaming Christopher Wray on cleaning up the FBI after this, but this all happened prior to his being there, and the people responsible are no longer there. All four. Comey's gone. Dana Buente resigned. McCabe, obviously, we know he's gone. And Rod Rosenstein's gone to a private law firm. So everybody's gone. Now, whether there can be some charges placed against those people, but we'll have to see if that really happens.
All right, now I got a question here from Eric. It's not our Eric over here. It's an Eric somewhere else. Oh, it's Trucker Eric. Okay, and he didn't tell me where he's at again. But he heard us talking, and you and I were talking about the article you wrote about the USA to Ukraine. And apparently he read the article. He says, could you please explain to me what the U.S.-Ukraine Foundation is?
It actually came out a little bit yesterday in the impeachment hearings, but there is a Ukrainian caucus in Congress, believe it or not. But you got a bunch of Ukraine people or those that have some kind of perhaps even nefarious Ukraine connections that have become a lobby group. The U.S.-Ukraine organization is a lobby group that lobbies members on the Hill to say, we need money, we need resources, we need equipment, we need this, we need cyber help, we need all. And that is why these things get placed into the National Defense Authorization Act each year. So this last one that's been at issue in the impeachment hearing where Trump held it for the last support for whatever, 50 days, whatever it was not for 2018 or 2019. It was for 2020. Those Javelin missiles that is everyone wants to talk about, they have, but they're not even on the battlefield. They're sitting in a warehouse and have been sitting in a warehouse for months and months and months, 200 miles from the battlefield that Ukraine is having with the Russian, I call them I call them Russian separatists, whatever they may be, but I call them Soviet sympathizers. So the timing of that is also very interesting, but it's important for people to understand, too, that we have Ukraine-interested people that lobby the Hill. We also have the Ukrainian military attaché that has a permanent desk at the Pentagon. So there's a lot more to the story, which I tried to explain. And thank you, Eric, for reading.
Yeah, very much so. By the way, I was just getting an update on the snubbing, perhaps, but then again, maybe not, of Prince Charles on our Vice President Mike Pence. You saw that, right?
I did, yes.
And the report was he didn't necessarily do it on purpose. It might just have been a mistake, but he certainly did walk by him and didn't shake his hand.
It was very purposeful. Because, I mean, Pence didn't even hold out his hand. So something happened prior to that, you know, what they call it, receiving line or whatever. But it was very purposeful.
Now, there's a very interesting point that's been brought out here about George Soros. And we talked about this, and it got quite a bit of traction in the first and the second hour. George Soros is about to give $1 billion to a group to put together a political school to fight nationalism, climate change, and promote the progressive socialist agenda for America. Isn't that just ducky?
He announced this at the Economic Forum in Davos that he's gone into partnership with the Central European University and Bard College. And so it sounds all good to a whole bunch of the European leaders, not so much to us for obvious reasons. But he also said that the U.S. economy is overheated. He doesn't like the dominance of Facebook. And so he wants to go into the world's unrest. He wants to take on Facebook. He wants to take on China, you know, there'd be a couple of things going on there. So he's got the money. Let him spend it, I suppose.
Yeah, go after China. Are you kidding me?
Well, you know, the guy has brought down, in some cases, he's brought down governments. So he has some abilities.
All righty. Well, the music's coming up in my ear, so we will let you go. I'll talk to you on the weekend show, so have yourself a great day, and don't play too much tennis.
All right, thanks.
All righty. Denise Simon, everybody. FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. Coming back with our military and veterans news segment coming up here right after the bottom of the hour news break. Don't go anywhere. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood, and I shall return with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
House prosecutors continue to present their case in the impeachment trial of President Trump. California Congresswoman Zoe Lofgren telling the Senate President Trump obstructed Congress by refusing to turn over documents concerning his actions with Ukraine.
You may assume the documents that are being withheld would probably incriminate the president. Otherwise,
Why wouldn't he have provided them?
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says Lofgren and other House managers seem to be following an old adage.
The Democrats have literally bought into that premise that if you just say it often enough, it must be true.
The president is accused of seeking probes into a debunked claim that Ukraine was the source of the 2016 election meddling, and political rival Joe Biden and his son while holding back congressionally approved military aid as leverage. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch. Now, it's time for military and veterans news on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy. It is time for our Military and Veterans News Report, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. National Aviation Academy, with their two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. And remember, you can always find them online at naa.edu. And here's more about them right now.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, National Aviation Academy, available by going online, naa.edu. If you want to become a certified aviation maintenance tech with the opportunity to make $60,000 a year or more, you can do it. Give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And ask to take the tour at one of their two locations. So there you go. Now, the balancing act that's going on right now with these foreign military training students from our allies that are here in this country, 6 weeks after the Saudi trainee killed the three sailors in the shooting spree that was determined to be a terrorist attack. The community around the Naval Air Station in Pensacola, including 140 Saudi students still on base, is trying to adjust to normal life. Now, obviously, that's a little difficult because the expression is they walk amongst us, but we'll see how that all plays out. Now, there were 21 foreign students that were shipped out of the country for various reasons pertaining to the vetting process that the DOD was doing to make sure the ones that were here were the ones that we actually wanted here. So that's been done, but we still have a number of the military foreign students here, and we are continuing to train them. Now, the president said that he didn't consider the traumatic brain injuries reported by U.S. troops following the Iranian rocket attack on the base there, Al Asad Air Base, to be serious, and they're not. They're not. Because if they were, they wouldn't just be hopping on an airplane, walking on an airplane, and going away. They'd be carried out. Now, a team of Marine raiders led the response against the Al-Shabaab militants who raided the Kenya Defense Force military base at Manda Bay in Kenya back in early January, which killed three Americans. They did a bang-up job. The Marine Raider team that was there repelled the attack. And President Trump hinted that sanctions on Iraq were still a possibility in a bilateral meeting with Iraq's president, the first since a U.S. drone strike on Iraqi soil killed a top Iranian general. Also, as the Defense Health Agency continues to assume management of all the Army, Navy, and Air Force medical facilities, Army Secretary Ryan McCarthy is calling for a temporary halt to the takeover while they try to gain a window on medical research and some of the records that are there and get them all put into one different file so that they don't have to go back later and try to sort everything out. By the way, General Qassem Soleimani, the veteran Iranian military leader killed by a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad earlier this month, enjoyed a level of autonomy from his superiors in Tehran that his successor is not possessing, according to a new analysis of the Iranian military from the American Enterprise Institute. By the way, this new guy that's taken over for Soleimani has got a bullseye on his back, too. He will be a target of opportunity. And the successor to the Iranian commander could be suffering a fate similar to what happened to the his boss, Mr. Soleimani. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there. By the way, the Pentagon is likely deploying a missile defense system to Iraq in response to Iran's ballistic missile attack on an Iraqi base housing American troops earlier this month. That's no surprise. We would have assumed that anyway. Now, there's no ISIS surge during the pause in U.S. operations. Islamic State fighters did not capitalize on a recent break in the U.S. operations to significantly reconstitute their ranks in Iraq. That's a good thing for the time being, anyway. Also, with ISIS trying to reorganize itself into an insurgency, most attacks on the U.S. and allied forces in Iraq are being carried out now by Shiite militias. Shiite militias loyal to Iran. Now, this comes from Air Force Major General Alex Grinkiewicz, the Deputy Commander for Operations and Intelligence for U.S. troops in Iraq and Syria. And we get a report now that a drone in Afghanistan carried out an attack against a splinter Taliban group that killed at least 10 people in the Herat area of the Taliban. Now, the Afghan officials are saying that it was civilians that were killed. The Americans are saying, no, they weren't all civilians. There was Taliban in there, too. And we always get this whenever this sort of thing happens. Always. By the way, When it comes to taxes, one of the most important things that military members and spouses should remember is that there's free professional help available throughout the military. Free tax assistance has already begun, and many of you can take advantage of that right now and get your taxes done for free and get any advice you need to have for free. Just check out your local base news. I'm sure it's there. Probably at the PX, too. There's probably something there about it. Now, Chris Markowski is coming up here in just a few minutes. Obviously, we're going to be talking with him about all things financial and a couple of other things in the mix, too. The president, and I'm going to ask Chris about this, the president came out and said that the Dems, if they have their way, will destroy Social Security as we know it today, and President Trump has vowed to save it. Now, we're also doing something else in the scheme of things. We have not sent an ambassador to Bolivia for a decade. So now we're going to send a U.S. ambassador to Bolivia for the first time in a decade. That's a remarkable thing there, and it probably has to do with Venezuela. In addition, the U.S. government must cut spending and shrink the deficits. That from Treasury Secretary Mnuchin. We'll see how we can do that, because nobody seems to have a way of doing that. And by the way, the president intends to be today the first American president to speak at the March for Life in Washington, D.C. Didn't say he was going to march in a parade or anything like that, but did say that he was going to speak. So we'll see what happens there. And the polls, the impeachment polls, showing people that want to impeach the president, people that don't, are going in the wrong direction for the Democrats. More and more people are saying that they don't want this president removed from office, or that they don't want him impeached officially. More and more polls have turned around and changed, and I believe it's because of all the exposure we've seen to Adam Schiff and Jerry Nadler. Those two guys, to have to put up watching them all day and all night, it's like a sentence for doing something bad. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. All righty, well, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, so don't go anywhere. Little low rider taking you out here, and I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yep, there is my buddy Wayne Allyn Root. You'll probably hear from him next week on the program, working out something. He's a busy character, number one show over on Newsmax TV, Monday through Friday from 8 to 9 p.m. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Only Eyes Optical, which is down there in Sarasota. Now, if you need a new pair of eyeglasses, if you're active duty military, a veteran, a first responder, or active or retired, if you want some personal attention without all the hype when it comes to your eyes, then how about checking out Only Eyes Optical and Boutique, located at 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Now, you can give them a call at 941-444-7984 to schedule an eye exam with their optometrist. And then, after that, Diana Reason, the licensed optician, will take care of all your eyeglass needs. And if you come in with one of those ads from another big box store, she will meet or beat any advertised price that's in that ad. So there's a challenge for you right there. Now, keep in mind that Only Eyes Optical is a veteran-owned business, and they love our veterans and first responders, too, which is why all you and your families get a discount on your glasses. And stop by. Say hello at Only Eyes Optical, 6541 Superior Avenue in the Gulf Gate section of Sarasota. Again, phone number to call for an appointment for the optometrist, 941-444-7984. And make sure you tell them the captain sent you. That'll open the door wide open, and you'll be glad you did. All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Good morning, Mr. Watchdog.
How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good. Listen, there was a breaking news thing that came across the airwaves here a few minutes ago. Apparently, there is a fake email scam for Citibank going on, asking for bank information, and people are falling for it. They're giving them the information to their bank account, and then they're going back and they're taking money out of the bank account. Well, you know, I know your thought about that was what?
Well, listen, anytime you're getting any sort of email that might see the slightest bit out of the ordinary from a bank, lending institution, IRS, whatever it may be, you've got to call the bank and make sure. First and foremost, they're not going to send you stuff via email. It's just not going to happen. I know there's a lot of paperless transactions, but if anything of real importance, they will send it to you via regular mail. And again, just check. It's not that hard. I mean, do not, you know, you get something via email. I know it might look official, whatever it may be. It's not a difficult thing to do. To put together a scam like this, you've got to go and you have to check yourself.
Yeah, absolutely. And, folks, I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com. Now, the president yesterday said that the Democrats will destroy Social Security, and he made a pledge to save it.
Well, you know, he in an interview with Joe Kern on CNBC, he started talking about Social Security entitlements, and instantly all the lefties out there said, oh, Donald Trump's going to cut everybody's Social Security, which they do every single time. They would rather ignore the problem than actually deal with the problem, and there's obviously a problem. Social Security needs a lot of work, and we've got to come to the reality that it's just it's underfunded, it's going to be out of money, and we have to do something about it. Whether it be raising the age a little bit for some of the people that might be in my generation, Generation X, down to the millennials, Generation Z, something. Because it's just not working out the way it's structured right now. And yeah, it's the usual scare tactics out there that they love to pull. And, actually, you know, George W. Bush tried. Shame, too. You know, we'd be that far ahead of the game. We tried back in 2004. To fix Social Security, and the same thing happened. Republicans wimped out and didn't get anything done.
By the way, I think I'm in Generation O, over the hill.
I haven't heard that one yet. That's good. I like that.
Well, I just cooked that one up. You were talking all these letters. Now, the other thing is, and boy, we've got to talk about this because this is serious stuff. I think China really waited too long to get on top of this one. This coronavirus now has literally shut down 11 cities in China. Now, we're being told that there's 830 cases being reported, and that number's growing, of this virus. Also, a number of deaths there. Now we're being told that there's three United States citizens. I believe one was in Seattle, one was somewhere else out west, and one was in Texas. This is serious stuff. What'd they do? Lose you? This is serious stuff.
Here. Oh, no, they didn't hit the button. It's like a walkie-talkie talk to you. You get a little buzz when I talk. The reality is that we don't know enough about this virus. I don't know enough about who it's affecting. I know that the numbers as far as deaths are concerned has risen dramatically in China. I don't know if this is something that just affects the elderly or people that have respiratory problems, and if everybody else is, you know, can get sick and can get better from it and fight it off. But any type of viral situation where it's a new virus, where it can mutate, it can be problematic. And China, yeah, they're known for this. That is a place where these things come from on a regular basis, simply because there's various different food markets there that have sanitary conditions that would make us, you know, make us sick to our stomach. They eat things that they shouldn't be eating, quite honestly. They eat bats, crying out loud, in certain places. There's issues that they have over there. And, again, they don't like dealing with these problems right away. It's big, 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 huge government there. And oftentimes people, you know, they don't want to be responsible for shutting something down or shutting down an event. And it's their Christmas. For China, their Lunar New Year is taking place, and this is where there's a lot of spending that takes place, and people buy gifts, and a lot of travel that will take place. And you know, they really didn't want to mess around with that. Now it's gotten too far. Now, you know, you've got a city in China that's bigger than New York as far as population is concerned is quarantined. Imagine if New York City, we had to just shut down New York, and nobody could get in and out. They've actually done that in China.
Yeah, that's true. And by the way, we're talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Find out more about him by going to watchdogonwallstreet.com, the website. Well, Chris, here's one for you. George Soros announced over at Davos that they was going to put up $1 billion to create a political school, a college with a Central European college called Bardon College, I believe is what the name of it is, $1 billion to fight nationalism and climate change and to promote the progressive socialist agenda around the world.
Hey, have at it. It's your money. Yeah, you want to blow it on something like that, go nuts, okay? You know, the purpose of college is to get a job. They start a college to teach kids about various different fads that are popular in the mainstream media for a short period of time. Have at it. Have at it. Have nuts. Waste your money. Not mine.
Yeah, and by the way, he's also going after Facebook. He's got a rift with Facebook. He believes that Facebook is supporting, they're conspiring to reelect Donald Trump.
He said that?
He said that. He sure did.
He's guys. Guy's old and, you know, I don't know, maybe trying to hold on to power for a little bit longer. He's always mixed up in some sort of left-wing conspiracy at some point in time.
Our Secretary of Commerce, Mr. Ross, was over there in Davos, and he mentioned that the U.S. auto tariffs option might still be there if the protectionism continues to stick around with our friends over in Europe.
Well, without a doubt. I mean, Europe... We should work out a trade deal with them. You know what I think is a better bargaining chip, quite honestly, Matt, is the fact that the U.K. breaking off. And we could sign a really nice trade deal with the U.K. And, again, everybody wants the American market. The Europeans are going to say to themselves, well, maybe we should move our plants over to the U.K. so we can take advantage of that. But I think that they're afraid of that as well. So, again, they're going to look to obviously get something done because they want their products to continue to flow into the United States.
And that would be the reason why Chris Markowski would finally break down and buy a Jaguar.
No, a breakdown in Jaguar. Those things are in the same sentence often, aren't they?
Yeah. All right, one final thing. Jamie Dimon is saying the only financial market bubble is the government debt.
Well, Matt, we talked about this. It's a difficult thing to actually talk about on the radio so people get their minds around the whole concept of negative interest rates, and I agree with him on that, too. Again, very, very hard for me to get my mind around negative interest rates, but they're low. I mean, it's come down. It was up close to $17 trillion in negative interest rates and government debt around the globe. It's come down to some degree, but it's still out there, and it's still confusing to me, too.
All righty, here comes the music. Got to let you go. We'll talk to you Monday morning, so stay low up there.
Got it. Have a good one.
Thanks. All right, Chris Markowski, thank you very much, Chris, and we'll talk to you on Monday morning. And by the way, coming back after this break, top of the hour, with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses. Why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.